I will let the Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus CareerLink, Adam Gross, fill us in on what's going on. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you as well. How was your break?
It was never long enough, but it was too long. Does that make any sense? You got kids running around. You never know. At least this is me, and maybe I'm the odd duck here. You never know how much you miss your routine until you're out of it.
Yeah, it's certainly good to be back on campus today. So we've been back since Tuesday.
That's good. Open the doors, get everybody going. But it's a little quiet on campus, correct?
You would think so, but we have a lot of students still coming in to register. Classes don't start until the 16th, but they're still coming in, making some last-minute adjustments, getting everything organized. And even tomorrow, we have a large new student orientation happening, so we want to get all those students prepared. So they come in, meet a lot of their faculty, meet a lot of the great resources that we provide students, really just get acclimated. It's a little unique for us since we are constantly having new students start with those eight-week formats, so we have multiple new student orientations going on per year. So tomorrow's a good one. It'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. And as you mentioned, you will not be back, quote unquote, in class until a week from next Tuesday, which is the 16th after the Martin Luther King holiday. And is there still time to get into the spring of 2024?
Absolutely. So we do those 8-week classes. It's a great way. Students lets them focus in on, you know, particular things. They're not overwhelmed with too many topics, so they can take a couple classes every 8 weeks. So because of that, we're always bringing in new students or returning students, or the case might be. So classes, yeah, the next term starts January 16th, but we also have a term starting March 18th as well. That'd be the second 8 weeks. But registration's still open, so there's still time to come in today, tomorrow, even into next week, and get registered for some classes and get that college career started. Get that going now.
Absolutely. And just so people are clear, we're throwing out first 8 weeks, second 8 weeks. You don't have to do one to do the other, correct?
Correct, yeah. Scheduling, if they need to take 8 weeks off and pick it back up the following, that's fine. But, yeah, we've got a great team that will help create that perfect schedule. It meets the students' needs, works around, you know, work schedule, kids' schedules, whatever the case might be. We strive to be flexible with all of our programming, all of our classes, so we want to help out all those students.
Yeah, so don't think, well, I can't sign up for January 16th. Well, you can come back for March 18th. That's absolutely a choice you could make as well. Adam, it's 2024. New year is here. Like you mentioned, we have the 2 8-weeks. Anything new on the horizon for 2024 that we need to be paying attention to for either new classes or new disciplines or anything else in that department?
Well, not too long ago we started our automotive program. So, you know, great partnership with the Monroe County Airport that we were able to grow an automotive program. So we have a couple automotive labs over there and some great equipment and some faculty over there. So we took over, I think it was a former, I think it's where they housed like their fire equipment at one point, but now it's our automotive program, has their separate building over at the airport. We're looking to grow that. So we built that program based on some relationships we had with some automotive dealers and repair shops in town that were looking to grow their staff. So we were able to add that program, and it's time to hire some adjuncts to grow it. So we are looking to hire in that. So if we know of any folks out there who have a lot of expertise working on cars or certified in that, we're looking to add an adjunct into that space. What's great is it's someone that could keep working in that full-time job and that has a passion for teaching or helping, you know, the next generation of auto repair technicians. So it's a program that's offered in the daytime and evening. So it's someone that wants a second gig can come in and teach it for us and still keep their full-time job that they have with a career.
Adam Gross is our guest this afternoon. He is the Vice Chancellor for Ivy Plus Career Link at Ivy Tech, and gets us up to speed here as it's our first time in the brand new year. And as we get everything settled in and ready, ready to go, nothing changes in the new year in the sense that you have advisors and career counselors and everything else. So if someone's not sure if they want to jump in, how difficult is it to get an appointment or figure out if this path is the path for you?
Yeah, we've got appointments. Everyone can meet if they need to make an appointment, figure out a path with one of our career coaches or they're ready to sit down and register. Where enrollment team and advisors are all here to help support all of our students. You know, anything, any struggles they might have, any hurdles, we're here to help support them. You know, we've got a lot of students that have been in similar positions. So first step, I would say give us a call, 812-330-6013, and just tell us what you need, and we're going to get you scheduled an appointment with the best person for you.
That's a great first step. A great second step would be next Tuesday, showing up for Tuesdays at the Tech.
Yeah, Tuesday at the Tech is a great resource that we have. So it's when our admissions team comes together, we really do a lot of great support and outreach for those students. New students who haven't been to campus before or just looking for whatever the next first step might be, want to meet some folks on campus. So if they're Tuesday, January 9th, we'll have that Tuesday at the Tech. We do some tours of campus. They meet with the advising team. They meet with our admission team. They meet with a lot of, again, all those resources that are there to support them. Our career coaches are with them. So come on by on that Tuesday and find out what you need to get started.
All right. We have a plan. And that's all before things get really officially going on the 16th, when Ivy Tech will open their doors for the spring semester in 2024. Adam Gross is the Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus CareerLink. What's going on with Ivy Plus CareerLink here in 2024, my friend? What do you have on your agenda?
We are planning some great career fairs. So our first one will be February 29th. So, you know, students that are looking to connect with industry, look for those careers as they're ready to graduate, we're going to have a career fair on the 29th. Great way. It's the New Year's, no, not New Year's, it's a leap year, so we're taking advantage of that extra day to host that career fair.
Are we getting paid for the extra day? How does that work out with HR? Did we figure that out yet?
You know, I was doing that math earlier myself and thinking the same thing.
Just give me a paid vacation day. We'll call it even. How about that? How about that?
It all balances out. So, yeah, we're going to have that career fair. And you know, usually about 40, 50 employers come to campus, all eager to hire our graduates or students. So whether it's, you know, we've got internships that will grow, full-time careers, really just build that awareness. So a lot of different opportunities. So we want to connect employers to our students and students to our employers, and that career fair is one route.
And another career fair. Well, it's a little bit bigger than that. Have I spoken to you since the big announcement of the 100 I'm trying to think of the conductor.
New semiconductor microelectronics.
Yeah, what is it? It starts with N.
Enhanced semiconductor. Oh,
well, yeah. I should have just asked you in the first place. You knew, and I'm sitting over here guessing. How important is that for your future? I know they haven't started yet. I know they haven't got where they want to go. We've got to get some things, some T's crossed and I's dotted and other things. But that has to be the most natural partnership here that's going to be on the radar moving forward.
Absolutely, yeah. The Enhanced is a great partner of ours, and they are, you know, they're certainly, you know, working to build up that facility, but they have gotten started. We've met with them a few times already. We're building out some programming, some training, really to meet their specific needs, right? So we have a great advanced robotics program on campus that's going to be a great fit for a lot of their needs. So we're going to take that program. We're going to add in some specific semiconductor training opportunities through some additional partnerships that will really grow that program and grow it into the needs of Enhanced. So they're hitting the ground running already. So we brought them to campus. We've met with them at their site. What's great is, you know, as a statewide institution, we've got 19 campuses across the state. We've already got a campus doing some semiconductor training up in Lafayette. So we're going to work with that Lafayette team and bring some of that training down here. So we are ready to go. We're going to see some training opportunities start this summer geared up to help grow some careers into the Enhanced and all the other microelectronics companies coming down to the area.
Yeah, and that's not a they're going to be here for a couple years and pack up and go. That's going to be a permanent fixture. So that has to be exciting.
They've got some long-term growth plans. So we're really excited to work with them and all of the new companies coming to town. They're a great partner of ours. So We're eager to see that get going.
And the career counselors at Ivy Tech can help you get into the things you need to get into if you'd like to work in these fields or for these companies. But like Yogi Berra said, 90% of life is showing up. You got to make a phone call. You got to head to campus. You got to get online to do it. And we've kind of looked at now in next week and the week after that. We've kind of looked ahead with the career fairs and enhanced. Do I have that right now? Enhanced.
You got it right.
Also, we'll have coming up, and I know this isn't right around the corner. It's a little bit later, and I just have the headline here. But Ivy Tech Bloomington, you've created a certified community health workers class as well. I saw that over the break. That tell me what's going to go on there.
Yeah, that's a great program for those that are different community health workers. So that came. We worked with a few health organizations in town that kind of had a need and asked us to look at growing this program. So it's an online class, actually, and that's going to start March 18th. So it's those that kind of an entry point into working with folks and supporting them in different health careers. So it's someone that is going to partner, kind of mentor those that are kind of as a health navigator of sorts and help them really just, in addition, you've got your doctors, you've got your nurses that if you are going through some medical procedures, everyone, they kind of work outside of that and really work to support the patient and really mentor them. And if there's any questions or hurdles that might fall outside of a doctor's realm or a nurse's realm, that community health worker is going to be there to help support and partner with the patient to advocate for them.
Excellent. So if you want to get involved with that as well, you don't have to be an Ivy Tech student for this, correct?
It's a class of ours, but it's a quick, just something that we would register and get you enrolled in. So, our staff here is ready to help navigate that, but it's a quick registration, yeah.
And for you non-professional students, those of you who just want to grow outside of your normal four walls, the Center for Lifelong Learning, you're up and ready to go for the new year.
Yeah, they're bringing back some great classes and some new classes as well. So we've always had a great culinary arts program. So students that, historically we have a two-year associate degree in culinary arts, but we also, for those that want to take some cooking classes just for personal enrichment to learn something new, we're bringing back culinary arts classes within our Center for Lifelong Learning for the spring classes. So a wide range of programs. I think there's about 11 or 12 different cooking classes that we'll offer. Everything from some basic skills, some knife skills, plating techniques, but there's even going to be a pasta making class, some different pastry classes and dessert classes. So if you have a specialty you want to be able to bring to the next party you're hosting, take one of our classes and you'll be the big hit.
That's it. And you won't forget how to do that. That skill goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I hope you had a great holiday, my friend. I know you guys are busy on campus, even though classes haven't started yet. So if folks would like more information, Adam Gross, where are the easiest places to get it?
I would say give us a call, 812-330-6013. We'll get you connected to the right area or make an appointment for you. But also, we put all this on our website, ivytech.edu/Bloomington, so you can see all the upcoming events, whether it's that Tuesday at the Tech or an upcoming Next Level Jobs Information Session. A lot of great resources there, a lot of guidance on how to get started.
Excellent. Stay warm, my friend. Have a great first weekend of 2024, and I know we'll get caught up down the road. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you do the same. Great to hear from you.